Good afternoon. While we're waiting, I'd like to do my talk. I'm Representative Mick Devin. I'm from Newcastle, and I represent the towns along the Damascotta River and Monhegan Island. I work at the Darwin Marine Center, and my research, my daytime job, is focused on aquaculture research, particularly bivalves, like baby clams and red clams. And I attended the symposium that the Island Institute held on July 31st and August 1st down in Portland. And what I walked away with is that we've got a problem and our state government isn't involved at all. And so I put in a bill to establish a commission that would consist of experts that would look at ocean acidification, our understanding of it, how it's occurring, what are the mechanisms behind it, what are the impacts we're seeing now, what are those potential impacts in the future, what do we expect to see in the future, and then, very importantly, with a laser point focus, how are those impacts that we're beginning to see now and those potential impacts in the future, how are they affecting or will affect our commercial shellfish commercial fisheries, and also our shellfish aquaculture. The reason that I'm taking a laser point focus is because when you're looking at doing something at the state level, we don't want to get bogged down, we don't want to get too convoluted so that when we walk away from a study 6 months, 12 months later, we've made no progress whatsoever. What we want the state to be able to do is to actually help put its might behind the problem of ocean acidification, coming up with some solid tools to develop marine policy so that we can keep our clammers in the clam flex, so we can keep our lobstermen out on their boats, so those hatcheries that are producing, which ultimately produce some of the best oysters in the world, are able to stay in operation. And then those oyster operations that you find in the various rivers, particularly in the Damascotta River, remain healthy. Those industries right there account for over $1 billion worth of goods and services to our economy. If we were to lose that, we lose half the state. And that ties in also to our tourism and many other things. So I want to very briefly talk about the bill itself. Actually, about the mechanics behind it, the path it's following. In the second session of any legislature, and we're in the second session now, there's a limited number of bills that can be introduced. So you have to go through what's called the Legislative Council, and it consists of 10 senior legislators. And you need 6 legislators to buy off on your bill. So I put my bill in. I was all excited. I felt like Superman. I said to myself, there's no way they're going to turn this down. This is a huge problem for the state. It came back. 3 supported it and 7 were against.
Cool.
I was devastated. In fact, they approved a couple of my bills. I'm like, geez, they approved those. They didn't approve them. It's a real problem. So I then paired up with a whole slew of people. Many of you are in this room, and we became a very formidable force. And those 10 legislators got more information about ocean acidification than most of the other bills combined. In fact, of those 10, the 10 senior legislators, 8 of them have told me, man, geez, can you turn those people off? Ultimately, I expected to get a 10-0 vote. It was a 7-3 vote. So, very tepid initially. We got it warmed up so that the bill is now in session. Then we had the Conservation Law Foundation through Ivy and Island Institute and a whole slew of other people who got together, and we had the public comment earlier this week on Monday. And unfortunately, this workshop today happened after that. But that's all right. We had 20 people that actually showed up and gave testimony. 19 were This needs to get done. This needs to be a top priority. And in fact, the message came through loud and clear to the Marine Resources Committee, which is made up of 13 legislators. There was one person who spoke neither for nor against, and that individual was actually just trying to find a seat on the commission. So he himself was positive in his approach. Why he didn't actually stand up and say, I'm behind this as well and I want to participate, I'm not sure. But nonetheless, the take-home message is there wasn't a negative word said all two hours, which is very exciting for us. What's left to do? Well, there is still a lot of work. First of all, we don't want to get off in the weeds. We want that laser point focus on our commercial fisheries and our aquaculture industry. That's important because that ties into the economics and jobs, which is very important to the governor and the legislature. There's a lot of scientists in this room, and you're like, well, geez, the ocean acidification is important enough to move forward on without worrying about the economy. I personally agree with you, but I'm going to be in the minority in the legislature. Believe me, if we want the bill to get through and we want to get the state, the weight of the state behind ocean acidification, we need to focus on jobs and the economy. We believe that we have the governor on board. We've got several people that have been working very hard. He's got some concerns. I think some of those concerns are very legitimate. We're going to meet those concerns. I think in general, there are, through the legislature, I failed to mention, this bill has 62 co-sponsors. There's more co-sponsors on this bill than any other bill in the session right now. We have truly got a bipartisan support behind this bill. I'm a representative. The primary co-sponsor in the House is Senator Tom Saviello. I'm a Democrat. He's a Republican. Anywhere you look, you'll find there's a Democrat and Republican standing together talking about ocean acidification. One final big task, you've got to figure out the commission itself and the formation of it, and that is a very important component. We'll be working on that in the work session coming up this Wednesday, and I would hope that as we continue to work together, that we'll be able to get through that and maybe put out a bill the following week. Representative Kamenga, does that sound possible? He's saying yes. Good. I'm glad to have one of the chairmen on board. So I would hope that we'll be able to report that bill out in about 2 weeks from now and send it off to the legislature, to the full legislature, for debate and its initial vote. And I think with that, I'll sit down. I know you were. Good to see you on board with me. Excellent. No, it's not. Commissioners panel studies are a regular part of our legislature. What's different about this is it's done in the second session. Normally, you put a commission together in the first session. They'll go through their imagination, they'll come out with their recommendations, and then they'll report back in the second session, and then based on what the report is, the action will be taken. I, along with a lot of people in here, were able to make the argument that this is a true emergency. We can't wait until 2015. We need to do something in 2014. We'll report on it.
Okay, looks like we successfully, hopefully, have Jay Manning on the line now. So, Jay, can you hear us? Sounds like you can hear us, but we're not sure if we can hear you. So, Jay, if you can go to the upper part of your screen and click on the little microphone symbol, you should be able to turn on your audio.
I'm not aware of any at this time, and that's actually a very good question. Another reason why we're forming this commission is because our commercial fisheries and coastline economically are more important to us than any other state on the coast. We, Maine, should be taking a lead in OSHA certification at the national level. We want to ensure that Washington is aware of that. Any other questions while we're waiting? Well, Patrice, I hope we're including you guys, and we're meaning to. So the answer to the first question is yes, there is still an opportunity to amend the resolution. I would hope that you would call me aside and we could talk about that privately a little bit later. We are going to remain with that laser focus on the impacts of ocean acidification and its impact on commercial fisheries and the aquaculture industry as we navigate this bill through the legislature and get it to the governor's desk to sign it off. Once the commission is established, other issues may arise and we may discover that they are vitally important. Does that answer your questions? Any other questions? So the question is about the scope of the commission, and if there's limited funding, there won't be enough data collection. So the panel will be to examine the existing data, and from that, and also the experience of the fishermen out there, the agriculture, what are you experiencing? Bringing that corporate knowledge in. Taking all that with experts and trying to become more aware and have a better understanding of what is behind post certification or the mechanisms causing it. A major part of this commission will be to identify those missing data sets. This commission will not be funded to go out and say, okay, we've got to go collect salinity data or pH data or temperature data off of buoy 117 in Costco's Bay. But out of this commission, I may learn that data set is missing. And so then we'll be looking for funding for that type of work. So a major point of the commission will be to identify missing data sets. We're focused on understanding ocean acidification in Gulf of Maine and along our coast as best we can. What are the mechanisms behind that? What are the impacts that the fishermen and aquaculturists are beginning to see What do we expect them to see in the future? What marine policy, what tools are there available to us to mitigate the impact they're already experiencing and those that we expect they will experience in the future?
And then what do we need to know?
And what do we need to know? That's correct. And we're gonna find, I strongly suspect, that some of those issues we can't do anything about. They're being driven by factors from the Midwest or Siberia, who knows. Some of those impacts, though, may be locally generated. And we may be able to have an impact. For instance, maybe there may be a problem with some discharge point in the Kennebec River. Or there might be a problem with all of our rivers at certain times of the year or after a certain episodic event, such as, you know, a large amount of rainfall. It may be that all those beautiful, lush, green lawns that we still have in late August are some of the problem, and maybe we need to change our behavior. That's going to be a much more difficult task, but no one likes to change their behavior.
So you said it could strengthen outfall limits on pH or so, and it could turn out to be necessary.
It could be. I mean, if that's part of the problem of causing ocean acidification, then we need to investigate that. We need to figure out if we can develop sound policy that will affect the change there.
U.S. policy positions on CO2 emissions in the International Convention.
I would hope that because this problem is of such a dire, it's such a problem for the state of Maine that we will be able to impact Washington at the federal level. I think that Maine should be doing that. Because if we don't take the lead on it, who's going to? There's no reason to think that we won't or we can't either.
So I'm curious what mechanism might be in place or might you be seeking to do coordination and leverage with federal investments that are invested in monitoring research in Maine?
Well, I hope to be talking to a couple of people at dinner tonight. We certainly, there are a few legislators who will be networking, but certainly we are definitely working with organizations such as the Island Institute. We've got a few organizations that are playing a key role in this process. And so I'm kind of like the tip of the iceberg. And although it may have looked like on Monday that everything was done, it was all very easy, there was a lot of work done in the months leading up to that. And there was actually, most of that work was done even before I came on board with my bill. My bill is just a vehicle to get the state on board. Hopefully that answers your question. I'll be talking to you later today.
So I think we might...